Okay, B'sfata Dishmaya, we're going to be learning a little bit about the parasha, parasha Achrei Mot. This week we have a double parasha, Achrei Mot Kiddushim. We'll learn something short from the Kutei Halachot on the parasha, on Achrei Mot. And it's off the Pasuk in Vayikra, in the 18th chapter, in the third verse. Ki ma'aseh eretz mitzayim asher yashavtem ba, לא תעשו, וכמעשה ארץ כנען אשר אני מביא אתכם, שמה לא תעשו ובחוקותיהם לא תלכו. Right, this is the actions of the nation of Israel, the land of Israel, that you sat there, don't do them. And like the actions of the land of Canaan, that I'm bringing you there, don't follow their laws and don't act in their ways. Basically a commandment not to be like the goyim. You want to open the right door? Come sit for a bit.
No, I was going to go in. I'd like to come in here, but you teach it.
Reb Natan says, "Chukotehem hem emunot kozviot she'en behem ta'am." What does it mean not to follow their laws? Their laws, chok, again in Hebrew, is a law that is above logic, right? Something that Hashem said to do that we don't understand why. For example, tefillin. We don't get it, right? Even if you give us a reason, we don't understand why Hashem really wanted us to do it. So too, the nations have chukim. They have things that are above logic that don't make any sense. Don't follow all of them. What is that? Those are the knowledges, the things of knowledge that don't make any sense, that don't have any real reason. Tizahu v'tishmu melechet b'hem. Be careful to not walk in those places, in those ways. V'ze talui al yedei shetiyu nizharim milasot kimaase mitzrayim kimaase eretz kenan. How do you make sure to not go in their ways, to not have their false beliefs, right, and false prophets, or if a cat crosses the road, you're in trouble, if a mirror breaks, or walk underneath the thing, open an umbrella, all this nonsense. How do you fall to not believing in these things? Don't act in the way that Egypt acts, and don't act in the way that Canaan acts, meaning don't act like a goy, and you won't believe in the things that they believe in. Ha'inu shelo tiyu kruchim achar ta'avotehem, meaning don't be tied and bound to the lusts of the nations. Again, friendly reminder, in Chassidut, whenever we say nations, right, we can't ever go away from what the Torah means. The Torah means physically human beings that are not Jews, right? But in Chassidut, it's also a hint to all of your 70 nations, which are your 7 Midot, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod, and Malchut, and the 10 Sefirot, them each make them up, right? And if you want to divide them like the rabbis teach us, 70 divided by 2, 35, 35. You have 35 nations that belong to Esav and 35 nations that belong to Ishmael. And that's why we mainly talk about Ishmael and Esav and Am Yisrael, the 70 souls. And the main aspect of their lust is the lust for sexual promiscuity.
What about Esav?
They're not nations anymore. Those were people. They're archetypes. It's like Noach. Noach is not a nation. Noach is people. Right? So then you have these his sons, and from that you had nations, right? But they were, at that time there was not 70. Only after the Tower of Babel you had 70. Bikau hutavat niuf. The main lust that the nations have, or the main lust in the world in general, is the lust for sexual immorality. V'lo dai shiyu mishupayim b'ta'ava zot b'yoter, af gam asu lehem chukot v'emunot kozviot shayu shayechim leze. Not only is it that sexual promiscuity is the number one lust that you find in the nations, they go so far to even make laws that are all related to that stuff, right? They make laws and they make the way of their country that you have to respect certain things that have to do with sex, and they want to teach you about certain things that have to do with sex, and it becomes part of their statutes, part of their laws. And this all comes from their false beliefs and their false statutes and laws. שעלידי זה היו חזקים יותר בתאבותיהם עד שהיו יכולים למלות תאבותיהם ולא יהיה להם ביזיון מזה. They're so engulfed inside of this lust that they can even engage in it completely, openly, and not be embarrassed about it. That's where we've gotten to. And again, this was written 200 years ago. So imagine, right, with no America, no. והפסוק מזהיר לישראל שלא יטעו עצמם בזה חס ושלום. And the pasuk is coming, this pasuk in Achrei Mot is coming to warn Am Yisrael, don't fall into this. Don't make the mistake of becoming like the goyim. כי זהו תלוי בזה, כפי מה שנזהר במעשה מצרים, כן הוא רחוק מחוקותיהם ואמונות כוזביות שלהם. The more they're dependent, right? The pasuk mentions two things. Don't act like Egyptians and like Canaanites, like the goyim, and don't follow their false beliefs and their laws. Meaning they're connected, the two are connected. If you act like them, you're going to end up believing in what they believe in and following the laws and thinking that their moral compass is the right moral compass in the world and not what the Torah says. So too, the opposite is true. The more you distance yourself from their laws and from their false beliefs, so too you'll be further away from their lusts. Therefore, the Torah forbid us from following their laws, like their minhags and their ways. Afal pi she'en b'hem shum isur v'lo avodah zarah. They could do certain things and they could have certain laws that are not at all connected to avodah zarah. Right? They're not forbidden by way of the Torah, but their Egyptian laws, we don't follow them. They act in a certain way. It's not against Torah. It's not forbidden, but it's not a Jewish thing to do. For example, shaving your hair on the sides. Cut that short haircut. It's not a forbidden in Torah to have that short haircut. To destroy it, it is, right? To destroy your hair. But to have it very short and long on top, not necessarily forbidden from the Torah, even though there are those that say it is. But is it a Jewish thing to do? No, not at all. There's many, many of our enemies, including the Nazis, that was their haircut of choice, right? And to this day it exists. So, again, not forbidden, but there's a warning from the Torah here. If you act like them, you're going to end up believing like them. Meaning if you wear the clothing that they wear, and if you get your haircut like they do, and you say the words that they say, and you watch the movies that they do, and you eat the way that they eat, then in the end, what's going to be? Maybe chas v'chalil, you might start believing the way they believe. Rak me'achar sha'akum asu lehem chok zeh, bevaday hu shayach letavoteihem. Once the nations make this kind of law, for sure, it has a relationship with their lusts. It has to be related to their lusts. Ki chukoteihem nimshach me'em unot kozviot shalehem. Because their laws are brought down and drawn down from their false beliefs that they have. Right? They believe something to be true to the point that they make it law. Women can play in men's sports and this and that back and forth. And they have to fight with it now in courts about law. That's how crazy they've got it. Al ken asur Yisrael b'isur chamor. Therefore it is a huge, very strict, forbidden prohibition for a Jew to act and to believe in the things that they believe in. V'zeo et mishpatai ta'asu v'et chukotai tishmeu l'lechet behem. My laws and my commandments you do. The things that I set into law, you guard and walk in them. Asher yaseh otam ha'adam v'chai behem. When a person does them, he'll live by way of them. This brings you life. כי משפטים וחוקות הם בחינות אמת ואמונה. החוק והמשפט, right? משפט is connected to the truth, the middle path, right? The just thing to do, the right thing to do. And חוק, again, is a law that's above any logic, so you need אמונה to go into it. So משפט and חוקים, laws and justice, and doing the right thing and following the right laws, that's connected to אמת and אמונה. כי משפטים הם מה שאפשר להבין בהם טעם שהוא בחינת דעת. המשפט, right, is a type of law that you can understand the reasoning of it. Don't kill a person. You don't need to tell me that's a mystical thing. It's normal not to kill a person. It's the right thing not to do. That's what's called mishpat, right? But then you have chukim. Chukim are above any logic. They have no reason. And that's already emunah. And the Torah is right, is warning us here, says Reb Natan. Lelechet rak b'amishpatim v'chukot sheziva otanu. Only walk in the laws and the acts, the truth and the emuna that you were commanded from Hashem. Shem ikar emet azach ve'emuna yeshara amiti. That is the main aspect of truth, pure emuna that is straight and very true. Shal yedam zochim nitarchek mita'avot olam hazeh lidabek bo yitbarach. By way of this, you merit to distance yourself from the lusts of the world and to cling more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval memunat kol zviot shehem chukotehem tzrichim nitarchek me'od. But when it comes to false beliefs, superstitions, false beliefs, moral compass that's from the goyim, what's right and what's wrong in the world, all these different things, who can marry who, what is called a family, who is called a woman, all these things, the more you distance yourself from them, the better off you are. And it's a commandment from the Torah to distance yourself from those things. And again, that goes in the mind, in the heart, and in the actions. Don't act like Egyptians and don't act like Canaanites. And then don't follow their rules and their laws and their beliefs. I mean, on all levels, this encompasses you. And everybody, right? None of us are perfect. None of us are going to be able to live in America or Brazil or anywhere else in the world and completely drop everything immediately. But yes, a Baal Tshuva, or a convert especially, or a person that's a Jew that lives in a foreign land, which every land is foreign if it's not the land of Israel, has to know that you're not like a goy. You're not them. You're different and you're commanded to be different. And only when you act differently will you really be living a true life. And this is what it says. Asher yaseh otam ha'adam v'chai bem. Person, do these laws and act this way and think this way and you'll live by it. V'lo shayamut bem. Don't die in them. כי גם משפטי חוקות התורה הקדושה יש כמה דרכים וחולקי דעות שמהם נמשכים כל המחלוקת שבעולם ועל כן מזהיר הכתוב אשר יעשה אותם האדם וחי בהם ולא שימות בהם. In the Torah, there's many different differences in opinions from the Chachamim of how we apply certain things. And מחלוקת, like the Arizal teaches us, is חלק מת. Right? Differentiates, and this one thinks like this, this one thinks like this, and that brings death. If not understood that it's all underneath one umbrella, one roof trying to get to the truth. And in the end of the day, it depends on what you do. How you live by way of them, not why you die by way of them. This is what the rabbi said, Zacha, if you merit, Na'asa losam chayim. The Torah becomes a potion of life, an elixir of life. If you merit, the Torah will make you a way better person, will take you to new heights, will open up gates of Parnassah and Shefa and everything else, and health and everything good you need in life. Lo zacha, na'asa lo samavit. If you didn't merit, that exact same Torah will become a potion of death. Shemizeh nimshach, shenimzim kama mibnei Yisrael, shenatu min ha'emet, v'omrim shekol ha'emet etzlam. From this we see that there's a few people inside Am Yisrael, Jews, that have left the truth, have stepped away from the truth, and they still say that the truth is by them. They're making claims that they have the truth. ואפשר לברר כל זה, אך מי שאינו מטעה את עצמו ומסתכל על התכלית הנצחי באמת למיתו. The only person, the only type of person that could ever be able to discern who has the truth and who doesn't have the truth is only the person that constantly contemplates what is the purpose of life, what is the eternal truth of why we're here and the purpose of creation. הוא יכול להבין האמת מרחוק ולזכות לאמונה שלמה. He can understand the truth from far and merits a complete emuna to know who are the tzaddikim and who are the kosher people truthfully that you should be clinging to, that you should be attaching yourself to. V'Hashem, Elokim, emet iten emet liYaakov. Hashem is truth and He will give truth to Yaakov. V'yanchenu v'derech emet, ade nizke litkareb elav itbarach b'emet. He will lead us on the true path until we merit to really come close to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen, ken yehi ratzon. That's it.